Hello again, brothers and sisters. You are listening to me, I'm Mr. Labs, and I am your DJ, or if you'd say it's on freethinkradio.com, radio.net, Spirit Radio, broadcast around the world at spiritlandsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritlandsradio.com, schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Move me at a mocking curve. It took me a long time to get back on. gets a notice for all the yamming on. I clam up to hold it together. I want to play to wave forms in the hideaway. I want to get on with getting on with things. I want to run in the fields, paint the kitchen, and love someone. And I can't do any of that here, can I? First train home, I've got to get on it. First train home, I've got to get on it. First train home, I've got to get on it.
all the graffiti and the tram. All the graffiti on the tram. Oh no, rolled into a life. Oh, the graffiti on the tram. Children kick the football. Crossroads, his heart is beating faster. Getting close to ask another question. Marry me, he wants to paint the words on the night train. He's hiding with his spray can. Tonight is gonna ride when the paint is done and dried. Oh, come on. Static and suspicious. She makes the call, but he don't pick the phone up. The train sped down the line. It was the last train he would ride. Oh no.
Other folks do. How can I get a job when you're holding down two? Hallelujah, I'm above. Hallelujah. the door. The lady said, "Strambum, you've been here before." Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Yeah, I went to that house and I asked for some bread. The lady said, "Strambum, the baker is dead." Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. There I am in Spookaloo, city of magic, city of light, ensconced upon my front porch in broad daylight, long about noon, my rising time, drinking something of a potable beverage, playing my guitar, long after everybody else in the neighborhood has packed up their lunchbox and gone off down to Kaiser Aluminum to put in their shift. This enrages my neighbors. One in particular across the road, little retired banker fella, been known to cannonball his rotundity across the road and stand there and publicly berate me for my sloth and indolence. "Why don't you get a job?" he says. Some of you heard that, I'll bet. Now me being hip to the Socratic method fires back a question. "Why?" "Why," he says, taken aback, "if you had a job, you could make $3, $4, or $5 an hour." I said, "Why?" pursuing the same tack. Said, "Hell, you make $3, $4, or $5 an hour, you could have a savings account. Save up some of that money." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, you save up enough of that money, young fella. Pretty soon you never have to work another day in your life." I said, "Hell, that's what I'm doing right now." Oh, I like my boss, he's a good friend of mine. That's why I'm starving out on the bread line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Yeah, and I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. Say, that's why I'm booming down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I guess pretty soon I'll be headed back to Spokane, take up my task of wintering in, and I do a little light farming or heavy gardening, whichever. You know, that kind of farming is hard if you're in this traveling profession, and of course when you sing like I do, you got to be ready to travel with considerable alacrity. I got a Greyhound bus ticket in my back pocket all the time. But you see, quite often I'm not back in town in time for my plowing or my planting. That's awful. But now, one time I was sharing a platform in New York City, it was, with a bunch of high-powered labor politicos. It was a benefit for the farm workers, that's what it was. I remember Richard Chavez, Cesar's brother, was there. And so was Bella Abzug, former congresswoman from the state of New York. Remember her? Wonderful woman. I mean, she was loud, vociferous. Big hats. She was yelling at that audience, righteous beef it was, about how the feds, the FBI, had been opening her mail for ever so long. Well, I knew the feds had been opening my mail for at least 20 years, reading all my personal radical mail, and it never bothered me because I figured them birds had to learn that stuff somewhere, and it might as well be from my mail. But then it occurred to me in my predicament, having the FBI open your mail might come in handy. I sent Sheila, my partner, a letter through the United States Mail. I said in it, "For God's sake, don't plow up the backyard. That's where the guns are buried." National Guard rolled up, dug up the whole backyard in time for me to come back and plant the damn thing. Oh, I went to a bar and I asked for a drink. He gave me a glass and he showed me the sink. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Whenever I get all the money I earn, the boss will be broke and to work he must turn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. And why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Hammond Hennessy, besides wanting me to become a pacifist, wanted me to learn how to become an anarchist. It was a word, like most people, I was afraid of, because it always meant violence and chaos. It never occurred to me that the capitalist system is violence and chaos decade after decade. It certainly is today. I didn't know what he meant, though. Ammon, besides having to deal with my capacity for violence when I first hit the Joe Hill House there in Salt Lake City, you had to deal with a lot of violence in that house, with a lot of Second World War vets that had come back, broken people, a lot of them alcoholics, and it was always stuff getting broken up and people getting broken up. And Ammon dealt with it in very, very creative and very compassionate ways. Ammon said, since I didn't know if I could still live in the country anymore, he said, you know you love the country. You love the country. You go in and out of town, and you come back with these wonderful songs about people and places. You know you love the country. He quoted Mark Twain, a loyalty to the country always, loyalty to the government when it deserves it. Yeah, I do love the country very, very much. He said, you don't love the state. You know, you love the country, but you can't stand the state. Now, get it straight. You know, it was an essential distinction that I had been neglecting. Well, then, having established that firmly in my mind, he said, well, he got me onto the notion that anarchy isn't a noun but an adjective that defines the tension between moral autonomy and political authority, especially in the area of combinations, whether they're going to be voluntary or coercive. Most of us are born into highly coercive combinations, marital combinations, boss, employee, student, teacher, parent, child. These are combinations which we inherit. They're culturally compelled. We are not the architects of these combinations. We don't have any choice in them. He said, all we ever wanted to do is to be centered enough in ourselves that we could come together and create voluntary combinations, non-coercive combinations of which we are the architects, which define our needs as we see them and not as they're defined for us. Well, yeah, he said, if you and I can agree that we will both do our share of the work of the world, that's the work around the Joe Hill House. If you and I can agree that we will only take what we need and put back what we can, if you and I can agree that we'll care for the afflicted, and mostly if you and I can agree that we won't hurt anybody, all the things you can't get from the boss and from the state, then we can begin to build between us that voluntary combination and get the work of the world done without the boss and without the state. Well, I've said that to so many young people, especially lately, who get this idea that anarchy is some kind of nihilism. Oh, you can't tell me what to do. No anarchy. You've got to tell yourself what to do, because you've got to learn to become your own best government. And believe me, you can do it better and cheaper than they can. What I tell my young friends is, your job in the world is to find out what your real work is. Your real work. Work's what you do for yourself. Toil's what you do for somebody else. And you're going to, that work is what's going to satisfy your soul. That work is what animates you, which permits you to live in the exercise of your own unique and specific virtue. Now, you're going to take a lot of dumb jobs. You're going to take a lot of jobs that you don't like, or jobs that take you nowhere. They're going to pay maybe a dumb wage. You could have a good boss or a bad boss, but the boss is the boss, and you can't laugh off that curse. But as you do that toil, you're going to take part of the money and part of the time and use it to acquire tools and skills that enable you to do your work. And you've got that. Someday you're going to pick up the phone and call in well, and you're going to start to do your work, put your work in the world. And if it's something you find out you can't do by yourself, you find other people who are like-minded, who want to do the same sort of thing, and you come together and you make that voluntary combination. I always wanted to write that old man a song, not about him. He was vain. I wouldn't give him the satisfaction, but something mulched up out of his thought as an anarchist.
Who showed with her two Maytals back off the train, and Virginie with the first train off. Then we heard the magnetic fields with your train, and everybody loves the train by those locals. Followed by Fast Freight by Richie Rattler, another jerk by train by the Bureau, and Utah Phillips with Utah on Antarctica.
Oh yeah, my brothers and sisters, you are listening to me, I'm a Mr. Rastafari for DJ Orpheus, and it's on freezingradio.com, radiocodeasty.net, it's Spiritlands Radio, broadcasting around the world at Spiritlandsradio.com.
Turn on, tune in, visit us on the web at Spiritlandsradio.com, schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Our next set will feature All Down the Line by Rolling Stones, Red Belly with Alabama Town, Muddy Waters All Aboard, Mean Old Train by John Lee Hooker, Clayton Hopkins with Freight Train Blues, The Last Train to Clarksville by the Monkees, and we'll end the show with Click Clack by Captain Beefheart.
Thank you. me anyhow. Give me a dime for beer.
Give me a dime for beer.
Thank you. is a mean old train, taking my baby away. Yes, a mean old train, taking my baby away. Yes, it left me here, yeah, wringing my hand and crying. Yes, I wonder, where could my baby be? My baby be? Yes, my baby, she seems like she would write to me sometimes. She would write to me sometimes. Yeah, just drop me a few lines. Let me know how you've been getting along. Yes, I will by my telephone. Nobody but me in my form alone. Yes, I weep so by my telephone. Nobody but me in my telephone. Well, my baby won't write to me. And he'll call me up sometime.
Show me when he cut his throat, boss man, cause I'm gonna kill him dead. He hadn't been a hobo, I wouldn't done nothing. When I first started hoboing, boing, I take no freight train to be my friend. Oh, love. Follow me, she followed me one morning, down to the train, oh love. Oh, if I don't see you, see you tomorrow. My aim, oh no. Yes, you know, I was standing at the station when that big train turned around the bend. My baby was leaving on that train. I said, I may not see him, God knows when. Then I had to holler. Yeah. My baby's gone. To never return no more. Oh, Lord. ever had. Oh, man in my life before. Say it just a minute and just get it out of memory.
Are you all the time crying? threatening to leave me all the time, threatening to go down to New Orleans to get herself lost and found.
Maybe you had a girl like this. She's always threatening to go down to New Orleans and get herself lost and found.
Come on, I'll play it for you. Let me tell you about it. Oh yeah, let me tell you about it. There were two railroad tracks. Click, clack, click, clack. Oh, one of them leaving, and the other one coming back. I was 2 tears from you, baby. You were going one. You were going way up the track. The train was leaving. I could see you waving your handkerchief.
Spirit Planet Radio.com, schedules, playlists, archives, and more.